I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel joining us by phone with the Legislative Update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So the legislature is now in its first week, just finishing its first week, which is really just a partial week after the Monday holiday and the inauguration and whatnot. So it's all about money or lack thereof.
Yes, it's day four, and everybody has all the legislators have pretty much gone home for a long weekend, and they'll be back on Monday. But yesterday was a very grim day in the afternoon when House Appropriations and the Senate Finance Committee had a joint meeting to discuss all the cuts that we're going to have to do immediately. Like, they've got to get these bills passed in the next week so that the cuts can be implemented in this fiscal year. And we're talking about $450 million.
Oh, boy. So we started to discuss this the other day. I mean, is it across the board, or are they looking to specifically cancel entire programs?
Well, it's pretty much by department. So almost every department has a 2.5% cut that they've got to implement. And then other departments, depending on who they are, might have a higher percentage. And really, it seems that they're kind of leaving it up to the departments. They're just saying, okay, this much has to come out of your budget. And in addition to that, there was a capital outlay bill discussed yesterday, which is to reauthorize that money, which really means take it away and use part of that to address the deficit. And that's over $100 million. So there are many people concerned that their capital outlay project is in that cutting bill.
So there are bills that have appropriations tied to them and those that don't. And is it going to be easier to pass legislation this year that doesn't actually cost anything?
Well, certainly very few, if any, new appropriations bills are going to pass or be added into House Bill 2, which is the big statewide budget. That means that there'll probably be a little more time to pay attention to these substantive bills, which will be ethics reform, criminal law reform, domestic violence, all kinds of areas, water, agriculture. There's a lot of bills already introduced. We have over 500 bills introduced in both the House and the Senate just yesterday, since the beginning of the session on Tuesday.
Any particularly interesting ones so far to you?
Oh, there are lots of them. Lots of health care bills, again, health insurance authority, which we've seen that bill before, and it didn't go anywhere. Domestic partners, many, many things that we'll be talking about in the future.
And we will be talking about them with you on the Santa Fe Legislative Update. What's the mood like down in the Capitol?
Oh, it's kind of, everybody's kind of down because of these financial problems. And in the hearing yesterday, I mean, there were questions about, well, is this going to affect our bond rating? And are we writing checks that we really don't have the money for? All kinds of concerns about not only how we have to resolve this fiscal year's problem, but then the cuts that we do in this fiscal year carry over into the next fiscal year with an addition of more money. And oil is down to $35 a barrel in New Mexico. I mean, oil, we hear it's up to 40, but in New Mexico it's selling below 40, and natural gas is down. So the picture for the future is just not too rosy.
It's funny, because when oil prices and gas prices go up, everybody complains. But when they go down, we're complaining too.
Well, those of us who know that the state budget depends on oil and gas, we would like to see gasoline prices and oil natural gas go up just a little bit.
Linda Siegel is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the whole of the legislative session, and joins us just before the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Linda, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org. You can email me at radiocafe@KSFR.org. You can leave a message at 505-428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, and once again, hey, Robert Knott.
Hey.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, lady.
At Fiddler on the Roof. Or maybe you're going to go to Schoolhouse Rock and learn what an adjective is.
I know what an adjective is. I had a case of that when I was 17, so penicillin cleared it right off. I'm going to go see the Fiddler on the Roof.
Excellent.
And the Benchwarmers 8.
And Benchwarmers 8, and so much more happening in Santa Fe. We are lucky to live here, and have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you a week from today.
Okay, I'll be around.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Say it with me. Ciao.
Oh, man.
You didn't say it with me. Go ahead. Say it again.
No, I just want to see the way your lips move.
Shut up. Go ahead. Say it again. Ready? One, two, three.
Ciao. Ciao.